The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 10, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
But if you don't follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita directly or indirectly, Krishna says, Sarvadharmān Paritsarjo, do not do that. And because you may not understand Krishna, but Krishna also says, Tadvidhi Panipar, you do not go to a seer, then I will understand Krishna. You do not understand directly or indirectly, then you are hopeless.
If you do not understand Krishna directly,
you should go to a person who understands Krishna. But if you don't do either of these things, then I will understand Krishna.
But
How can we be sure that
this person is Krishna?
How can
we be sure that this person?
How can she be sure that spiritual master is bona fide? When you see that he does not speak anything except Krishna, let him talk to those. If you are expert businessman in certain life, you have no other business than to talk in some that life. Suppose if you have to purchase some gold, then you have to go to the gold market for dealing with gold. Why should you go to the rice market? That is your ignorance. If you want to know Krishna, then you have to know from the persons who are dealing with Krishna. That's all. They are no other business. How a Krishna consciousness movement means you are dealing with Krishna, that's all. We are writing books, so many books for Krishna, we are preaching, we are going country to country, we simply deal with Krishna. Therefore the movement is known as Krishna consciousness. Somebody suggested me, why don't you write God consciousness? No, I say God consciousness, they bring so many gods. It is very simple. If we take it seriously, then benefit is there. But if we hesitate, then it will not be called. Manushanam sahasya supasit jadati siddhaya jadatam siddhi jnanam pasit vaiti mantam. To understand Krishna is not but a joke. Manushanam sahasya, how the millions and millions of persons kachit jadati siddhaya. One may try for perfection of that. And jadatam siddhi jnanam. And out of many such persons who have attained perfection, question basic amount of somebody else. So to understand Krishna is not so easy job. But Krishna personally comes and teaches about himself. And still if you do not say, then you are misunderstood. If you still interpret, misinterpret rather, then it is not misunderstood. What can we do? Those who are Indian, Bharatvasi, they have got a particular duty. Bharat Humite Manushya Dharma Hari Raja. One who has taken birth as a human being in India, he should make his life perfect and this is the knowledge. So you are outside India, you make your life perfect and distribute this knowledge. This is the duty of India. Why is outside India, they should remain in darkness? Distribute the knowledge. But unless you make your life perfect, how you can distribute? Huh? Very easy, provided one is
willing. Does
it take long time to surrender to Krishna? No long time, I say a moment. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Puritsanjya Mahavayana, he do it. He can do it in a moment, but he will not do it. Very easy.
Yes,
you can do it immediately. But unfortunately, it will not do it. So what can be done? There is a story, I mean, narrative. One poor man was begging on the street, and Lord Shiva and Parvati was passing as ordinary man. So Parvati requested Lord Shiva, this poor man is asking, is begging, so requested, why don't you give me something? The Lord Shiva replied, even if I give, he will not be able to enter. He is so unfortunate. Oh, that is Lord Shiva, I don't believe. So Lord Shiva, in a watermelon, gave him, say, $1,000. Take this watermelon. So he thanked him, and after that, he thought, what I shall do with this watermelon? The another man said, if you take this water below and give me one anna. So he gave one anna and he took it. Because he had no good fortune to take that money within the water. Our fortune is like that. Krishna is giving us the final benefit. But we are not taking care of. This is our response.
It is knowledge that we don't have the knowledge or enlightenment that in that watermelon there is something which is worth. Or it is only that we don't want to do it. Or you don't want to take the trouble.
Well, that chance is there. You can take the watermelon and cut it. But before that way, you need to give it to somebody else. That is your misfortune.
No, fortune is something which we say.
No, I am talking of misfortune. That the perfect knowledge is being distributed by Krishna. But we are so misfortunate, we do not take it. That is my point.
Krishna, but misfortune is, again, is not in the hands of you.
No, misfortune is your creation. Fortune and man is the architect of your own fortune. So you can create your fortune and misfortune. That is the world, very large. There are so many people that are watching. There is somebody creating fortune, somebody creating misfortune. So anywhere, when Krishna directly is giving you the knowledge, perfect knowledge, why don't you take it? Is it not misfortune?
Well,
that probably is ignorance. That is misfortune. Ignorance means misfortune. The unfortunate persons are those who are ignorant, uneducated. Therefore, you have to take education to become fortunate. that education is being imparted by Krishna, but you don't take that initiative. If you take education from Krishna, you become fortunate. So why don't you take it? Krishna has said this very thing. Namāra viskita nam mūrhā prabhattante narādhamā māyā apuritabhyānā āsuri bhāvamā. These are the classes. One who does not take the advantage of Krishna's instruction, he is immediately grouped in these categories. Viskita nam mūrhā narādhamā māyā apuritabhyānā āsuri bhāvamā. Krishna says, Patshani. One who does not take to the Krishna in his Patshan, Sarvadharman Pritvajamaru, say, how he is grouped? He is grouped. Namāna viskita namu āpa padjante narākava māyā apritabhyana āsuri māyā. He is grouped. Viskita namu means, he has got intelligence, kriti. Kriti means one who has got intelligence, merit. But this merit is being utilized for sinful activity, dushti. This merit is used for good work, that is called sukriti. And if the merit is used for manufacturing something harmful to the human society, then it is dushti. Merit is there. A thief, cheater, he has got good merit, but he is using it for bad purpose. They are discussing. Why he has become so? Mura. Because he does not know his interest as. The example is that Mura. Jack does not know his interest. He is loading tons of cloth for others' interest, for morsel of grass. A rascal does not know he can get grass anywhere where he is taking so much trouble. Then mūrhā. Namāna viskita narādhamā. I think this human life was meant for understanding this. Nara. But he has misused the like aspect, narādhamā, lowest of the mankind. How it happened, they are so educated, māyā prabhyānā. Their education is nowhere. Why? Āsavīvā. Don't care for Krishna. Don't care about that. We are educated. We are not. Isn't it? Māyā avidabhyāna, āsuri bhāvava. Is that the discussion in the Bhagavad Gita? Sadat-vidhā bhajan-deva, sukhi-dhinā-vidhā, ātra-thāti-jāni, vidyāti-bhargat. Everything is explained. If somebody comes to Krishna, even with material motive, ātra-thāti, there are four classes somewhere. Artho, Abhasi, Jnani, Vijnani. So, Jnani, for the sake of knowledge, tries to understand what is God, what is Krishna. Vijnani is intuitive, actually what is Krishna. And those who are less than them, when they become distressed, artho, or in need of money, they pray to Krishna. They say they have gone to Krishna. Therefore they are called sukriti. And one who has not gone to Krishna, simply speculating, they are discreet. Maya abhisabhyana. You just listen to this.
Maya is also very attached to everybody. It still can be jigyasu and jnani. Even the Maya ke bandhan mein rehte hue jigyasu aur jnani ho sakta
hai. No. Maya ka bandhan chut jayega jab Krishna ko surrender karega. Mahamayam jab prapadante Maya mein tan saranti. The first business is to surrender. Then the Maya will not touch.
Krishna says that not even a leaf moves without his desire. And this present life is
yes, you have to take hands.
You have to take hands because Krishna is the supreme controller. If you request immediately, Krishna, I want to steal, so Krishna will say, no, don't do it, it is not good. But
it is not bhakti, it is manly power affair. You want to do something like a thief. A thief steals very privately. Why? Because Krishna says, don't do it. But he does, he steals. So Krishna says always good thing, but we don't care for it.
But when, as said, no leaf moves without the intentions of Krishna.
Without hearing the good advice of Krishna. He does it, at least, that's all. He'll be arrested, he'll put into jail, that's all. He suffers. But Krishna keeps a good counsel. Don't do it. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam sarvasya chaham nirishannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohanam. This situation is very hard, but if you persist to do something, you reach as all I do at your least, but tell me. You suffer. That independence you have got. But like state does not advise anyone that you become a criminal. But when he becomes criminal, he is put into jail. State says everyone, go to the university, be educated. But if you make your choice, go to the criminal house, you can make your choice. Similarly, Krishna says everyone, manvara, bhagavan, yakta, madhyari, maal, khus. But if you make your choice, you go to hell, what can you do?
This means that we have the freedom.
Oh yes, we have got little freedom.
Oh,
okay. Therefore Krishna says, mamekam saranam braja, you do it. He does not force. He can force it. He is all powerful, but he does not force. He gives you the chance, do it, he will be happy. If you don't do it, then your chance. Yathe chasi tatha api. Huh? End of this verse. Huh? Yathe chasi tatha api. It's not his, for Joe, the freedom. Now I have given you all his instruction. Now make your choice. Yathe chasi tatha api. Whatever is right in you. What is living in you? Could not find just before the bus Sarvadharma and Purushottama.
Jnanam
Akhyatam Duya Duya Karam Maya Vimrish Yaita Ashaishana Yatai Chati
Tathakuri. I have given you knowledge, confidence and more confidence and most confidence. Now you consider, you deliberate upon this and do whatever you like. And what Arjuna replied, nasumoha sitillamja tatpasade rakhezo. Now my illusion is gone. Not so more. Such is the value of my original consciousness. So, what do you do? Karishe vasana. You are asking me to fight, I said. Everything is explained. Krishna gives you freedom, the teachers is the father. And one who understands Krishna, he says, Karishe Machanam. That's not my interpretation. I refuse my interpretation. Then Krishna is Karishe Machanam. Did you understand? Otherwise, it's simply a waste of time. So my vahi kevalam. You can lie to the waste of time. Find out this what Natatasmat Manusheshu Katsit Maitri Sittana Jayamam Paramam Guhyam Matta Sri Sovidat.
Sarvagurya Tamam Guhya Shuru Me Paramam Vachaha Vishrosi Me Vizam Iti Sato Vash Prakshyam Ute Hidam. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this for me, for it is for your benefit. Manmana bhavadhakto madhyajima namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyamute patijane priyosime. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. Sarva dharman parityajimame kam sharanam vaja. Aham vāna sarvapāti vishyo moksha yashyāmi māshu chara. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Idam te na sapaskaya na vittaya kadachana na cha shushu shave vachyam na chamāngyo yazu yati. The confidential knowledge may not be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. Yat idam paramam gurkyam matpakte shobhitasyati bhaktim mayi parang khatva mame vaishyat yasanshayaha. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end, he will come back to me. Nachatasman manushyesu kashchin me priyakrittamah mahita na jame tasmat anyat priyataro bhi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Adyeshyate
that he, we present this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Jayamang paramang, what is that? Jayamang paramang guhyam.
Ya idam paramang guhyam mad bhakteshu vihasyati bhaktim mayi param kutva mame vaishyati samshaya.
So, he becomes immediately recognized by Krishna. If you preach Bhagavad Gita, you see, immediately becomes Bhagavad Gita. Vasata smart manushesu kachit me krisit. So one has to understand it perfectly well and then preach, that is right, is perfect. And what Sanjaya says, jatra Yogeshwar.
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Pato, Dhano Dhyaha, Tatra Shir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, they will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. Yes. So that is my opinion.
To understand Krishna like Arjuna, when Krishna is there, Arjuna is there, and all victory.
Krishna is Krishna. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna can become
a Krishna.
Krishna is Krishna. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna.
He's like Arjuna. What is Arjuna's qualification? He is surrender. And he says, Kali Sri Bhatananta. You become also Arjuna like.
And then victory is there.
Yeah, then victory is there. But if you want to avoid Krishna or kill Krishna, then what is victory?
Here,
victory is. Huh? Victory, any man you can say victory. But there is Krishna, there is victory.
But you don't want to go and fight like Arjuna, but go on and kill people.
Why? If Krishna orders, he must. Why don't you like? That is your misfortune. What Krishna is very famous for you, planning for. He like or may not like. Arjuna did not like to fight. That's a plan. Therefore, all Bhagavad Gita has spoken to him. Arjuna did not like that. But when he understood, Bhagavad Gita is a yes, very famous for you. You cannot give your word. What Krishna says, you have to do. That is Krishna consciousness. You like or don't like, that doesn't matter. Just like a child. He likes or not likes, but what the parent says, he has to do. That is his success. If the child says, Father, I don't like to go to school. Will the father agree? No, he must go to school. And if he agrees, then he is ready. Our liking, not liking, has no value. What Krishna likes, you have to be. Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam. That is bhakti. Bhakti means Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam. You have to act which is favorable to Krishna. That is bhakti. You cannot make your choice. What Krishna says, you do it, that is bhakti. What is that evil?
Well, they were not Krishna conscious people.
Who?
Kaurava.
Kaurava.
They were evil.
Yes. No.
Because they
not that they are not Krishna conscious, they may be evil, all that. My business is to execute what Krishna says, that's all. That is what it is. Sarvabhari Vinimuktam Tatparatena Nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanam Bhakti Richa. Sannadi Lasita Sunnam Jnana Karma. Panabhritam Anukullena Krishna. We have to act to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. We cannot make our choice. This is good, this is bad. Whatever Krishna says is all right. Then it is good. Arjuna proposed that Krishna, why shall I fight with my brothers? And after all, they're my brothers, they are enjoying the kingdom. Let them enjoy. I shall let them better leave by begging. Why shall I fight with them? It's a very good proposal. Very gentle, very nice. But Krishna said, no, you must fight. Kutaste kasola milam, bizarre. Unarmed destroy, talking like unarmed. Fight. This is the instruction of your body. And when he understood that Krishna wants it, he said, yes, Kali Seva. So we cannot discriminate what is good and bad. We have to act according to the order of Krishna. That is all. But you cannot do independently also, when Krishna orders to do it. So Krishna is not at when you are faithful servant. Buddhijyogangadamitam tesam sadavirittanam bhajadam kujikubbakam buddhijyogangadamitam jinovam vijayam tesam evanukam patham aham abhyana jagatama nasyam atma. This is the process. If we manufacture our own way, that is nonsense. That will not help us. You are simply to do what Krishna says. That is surrender. You cannot reserve anything, that I do it something for me or something for Krishna. That is not surrender. You have nothing to do except what Krishna says. That is surrender. Otherwise it is just surrender. You have to act. How can you act it?
So Mahaprabhu has
standard,
what is his thinking, his acting, how he lives in the
world? He is acting only on Krishna's business, that's all. He has no other business.
So he doesn't know whatever.
Huh?
He does only what Krishna has done.
Yes.
Preaching and this and
that. Yes, that's right. We are doing.
So it means very people
like Krishna work. Said that surrender unto me and what we are preaching. Everything, serving surrender to Krishna. So what is the dividend? Is there any dividend? Krishna says, surrender unto me. And if I go to you, Mr. Sharma, you surrender to Krishna. So what is my dividend?
Suppose I want to surrender to Krishna.
First of all, my position. Because I am working on behalf of Krishna. So Krishna says, you surrender unto me. So if I say that, sir, you surrender to Krishna, so what is my dividend?
See, yes, I say
that
I surrender to Krishna.
You surrender, that is your business. But my business is that I am requesting you that you surrender to Krishna. So what is my dividend? You surrender, that is your business. But my business to canvas, sir, you surrender to Krishna. So I am your business. And Krishna said, Natadasma Atmanusheshu Kachit Naityati. I have to be recognized by Krishna. That is my business. If I do that, then I become Krishna, recognized by Krishna. You do or not do, that is your business. My only business is to request it.
That I should surrender.
Yes.
And
but if you accept it is good for you. If you don't accept it, that is your misfortune. But my business is finished.
So fortune
comes very much in the fortune. Fortune is clear. Man is the architect of his own fortune. If you don't accept Krishna's advice, then unfortunate. But my business is not to be done. We are simply going door to door and asking, sir, you become a devotee of Krishna. If he is increased, how can I become? He chants Hare Krishna. Where is my difficulty? I'm not to pay you something. I simply carry the message of Krishna. And Krishna says, Nasada Smart for the stage, Krishna Day. He is my most beloved person who does this. So why should I give up this simple job and become like my Krishna? It is a very simple thing. That is the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaradhyay Guru Haiya Sarvayenge. All of you become Guru and deliver this person where he lives. How can I become Guru? I have no education, I have no knowledge. No. Yam Gatu. Jare Gatu Tare Gaha Krishna Bodhi. You go and simply instruct him what Krishna has said. You become Guru. So Krishna says, surrender unto me, I say, I surrender to Krishna, I become Guru. Even though I am a fool number one, I become Guru. Because I am repeating what Krishna says, that's all. I don't require any education. Very simple thing. Everyone can become Guru. If you simply repeat what Krishna has said, that's all.
So it seems that to surrender to Krishna, the first thing...
Unless he has surrendered, how he can say others to surrender? Unless one has fully surrendered, if he says to others, you surrender, that doesn't mean no meaning. He must have surrendered. Then he can say to others, you sir. Unless he has surrendered, how he can take up this business? Go door to door and say, you surrender to me. You surrender. That means he has surrendered. He has no other business. But what I am doing the same thing. I am not giving any bribe to these Europeans, Americans, Saudi, anyone. No bribe, no gold manufacturer. I simply say this. This becomes the body of Krishna. That's all.
Chanting
his name
is very essential.
Huh?
Chanting Krishna's name
is
very essential.
Very?
Essential.
Yes, that is the easiest way. By chanting Krishna, you are associated with Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. So Krishna and Krishna's name, no difference. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, everything, absolute. So, chanting of Krishna's name means you are associating with Krishna. So if you are associating with Krishna, then gradually you become Krishnaite.
You create the desire to get knowledge.
Yes. Chaita Dattvana Mahajanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said among them, Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Chaita Dattvana Mahajanam. It's like if you remain in touch with the fire, you suddenly become warm. So if you remain always in touch with Krishna, then you become Krishna. Many of you haven't got to the forest or Himalaya or meditate. simply chant Hare Krishna. That is enough and then in the Shastra. Harinnava, 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 Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nasi, Iva Nasi, Nasi. He cannot perform any severe austerities to them. Wherever he is there, chant Hare Krishna. And you become perfect. If not in one day, but he will become. If you continue, chant. And why is it difficult? Where is the law? And if there is some gap, why don't you try it? That is intelligence. I am not losing anything by chanting Hare Krishna. If there is any gap, why not chant? Huh? What is it? Argument not to chant. There is no loss, but if there is any problem, why don't you try to take it? Shastra recommend. Krishna recommend. Satatam ketan tagamam, jatantas tadiram kripa. Find out this verse. Satatam ketan tagamam.
Satatam kietayanto mam, yatantascha, jitavvataha, namantas, namasyantascha, mam
bhaktya,
nitya yukta.
Upadha. This is okay. So everything is there. If you don't misinterpret and take as it is, then you have anything. That is false. If somebody has 1 lakh of rupees, and if he does not utilize it, then it is unfortunate. And if he is fortunate, he can utilize it, he can make it millions of dollars. So, the knowledge is already there. You have not to manufacture the speculum. You take it, you become fortunate. We are preaching this Krishna says we don't manufacture it. Clearly, Lord, Bhagavad Gita, that's why you are referring to Bhagavad Gita. Already, it's there, everything. We have not to manufacture something, concoct something. Everything is there. You refer, you get knowledge. And be fortunate.
Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 11th, 1976 in Tehran, Iran.
One has to pass examination. Severe test of examination. All the big devotees, you see, Narada Muni, before becoming Narada Muni, he had to pass through a severe examination test. That chance is in the human form of man, the path is this. But they are passing this human life, the ordinary animal propensity. They are not trained up. Pass the examination.
and be recognized by God. That civilization is lost. Basic civilization. To prepare the human being for passing the test, examination, or being recognized by God. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena gamena va tyagena satta saujabhyam jamena niyami va. But he is not
avoiding. He said it's something.
These things are required. Tapasa brahmacharyena.
Examination. One must follow a strict austere life.
Tapasya brahmacharya. Beginning. Tapasya austere. Brahmacharya. Serious. Tapasya brahmacharya. Samena tamena. Controlling the center. Controlling the mind. Tyagena. By renouncing. Satta saujabhyam, by following truthfulness and claiming it, jamena niyamena, by practicing yoga, yam niyam. These are the different items of being qualified. But all these things can be done by one stroke. Kevalaya bhaktya, by engaging oneself into Vasudeva Parayana. Kichit kevalaya bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana.
Agam
Dhrindanti Pasmena Vihara Bhura Vasa. One becomes qualified by one stroke of bhakti to Vasudeva. Just like of the sunrise immediately dissipates the fog. Agangrindanti Pasmena Viharam Yogasana. The Kali Yuga is one item of bhakti can make one perfectly fit candidate to pass the yoga. Agangrindanti Pasmena Viharam Yogasana. This nonsense, like there is no tapasya, no spiritual culture, simply like that. Last night I was reading Bhavan Dev created a planet Sutor, in which Vishwakarma was ordered to construct big big houses, palaces, better than in the Hamlet. And these aspects are going as things in the rocks and sand. And what about these palaces and
Quran heart that there is a very dangerous bridge that one has to pass.
Which is this having Vedas Vaitaran cross from Maitreya to the spiritual world.
Yeah, and it is fire on both sides. And it is like a razor edge, it could be very thin. And the sacred person close their eyes and pass. Krishna makes the pass.
Similar description is here. Pavam buddhi vasa padang parana padang. Padanga padanga jana pitadana nakti visaha. Pavam buddhi is a great ocean of material leaf science. It becomes vasa padang. Just like the water containing in the hoop impression of the cup. Avam buddhi vatsa padam padam. Exactly animal simile. The animal does not know what is future, what is past, what is going to happen, nothing. The human civilization has become like that. Professor Pratap Singh said, suddenly after this is the one, he's a big professor in most science. He is a civilization. What did they explain about the lower animals? Where from they come? The birds, bees, trees, insects.
Where? In Quran?
No, I mean to the modern scientists.
Modern scientists? One theory is the evolutionary process.
So where from evolution begins?
They don't know. Some say it came from water. Just how did life begin? Nobody really knows.
They say there has to be a certain combination of gases. Ammonia, and there has to be water, and some hydrogen.
And they cannot make this gas and come back.
Well, this is the way that they're testing for life on Mars. This is one of the tests.
By Mars, in the laboratory, they can make gas. And
well, they say that they've made amino acids.
Huh?
Amino acids.
And they cannot make?
They've made that, they say.
But they cannot produce life.
But they haven't succeeded in having it develop any further than that.
They have not succeeded in a thing which they proposed as the origin of life.
I remember they showed that experiment on TV. On a science program, and they said, now we've discovered how to make life. And they showed this chamber, and they put these gases in, and an electrical spark.
And there was like, no.
And they made these amino acids. So they said, we've created life. Now it won't be long before we can develop
life. Worth 1 billion years. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Prabhupada and Krishna is testing us every day. We having test opportunity.
Like, if you want responsible for, then there is question of test. If you want to become a Bhagavan, even Bhagavan, where is the question of test?
No, for devotees.
Devotees, there is test. We see from the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, how much severe test he had to pass through. Bali Maharaj, Narayana.
And the more advanced devotee is, the more severe the test, the more chance.
No. After you pass the examination, there is no more test. But before coming to the post of recognized devotee, Krishna test very severe. That one has to pass.
I read once in the Bhagavatam in one of your purports, you said that Maya is there to test the sincerity of the candidate.
Yeah. And still he remains in his determination that is fast. That is very natural. There is one acid test.
Yeah.
Yeah. For ascertaining real gold. So the acid test for to become real gold. Generally, just like we are meant for preaching, just the consciousness. So there may be severe test, but still we shall remain determined. So that is one. There may be so many impediments, punishments, but still we should do that. So that is one. That is test. Not that actually there is some difficulty agreement. There may be severe test, but still we shall not give it. He must walk. So that is determined.
Passing the test means executing the order of the spiritual master.
Yes. There is spiritual life. One has to take order from the spiritual master and execute it, despite all impediments. That is determined.